Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista by Obey.
I feel like I gave you a
Coach name. Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and here with my beautiful, blessed, bold, black bossy.
Oh, I know what I forgot. Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the show parliamentarian.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Not working so far.
What? You know what? You used to get in trouble as a kid, I already know. You had, because every time I said that, you're like, you can't tell me what to do. Like, you get all fired up when I say I'm the parliamentarian.
I like executive producer better.
I am. I can't be the parliamentarian also. No. Anyway, we're in Coach Nelson's Corner, which is still Coach Nelson's Corner because.
Because we didn't make it Will Anderson's Corner.
Because you didn't tell him yet?
I didn't tell him, and I don't know that last week was all that great.
Oh, so, hey, okay.
You know, I'm a moment-by-moment person.
We know.
So let's talk about
a team that is doing good things, the Rockets. And we have a special guest in the studio. Who do we have with us?
Our basketball boyfriend.
Who
Magical
is that?
Magical Michael, Miracle, whatever.
He's a miracle worker.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
I greatly appreciate y'all taking the time to have me on. I really appreciate
yay.
It.
It was a long track for you.
Yeah, it was a long track, you know.
We appreciate you making the space in your calendar to come and join us.
You know, it was difficult. Had to fit you in, but, you know, made it work.
Thank you. Okay, so what's up with the Rockets? Yeah, the Houston Rockets. What do you think?
Rockets playing very much, very... They're on an uptick, I'll
say.
5-3,
you said?
5-2, as of this recording, of course.
Okay.
They're going to run into some tougher teams as of late. At least, again, at the time of this recording, they have the Spurs coming up. Mm-hmm. They have the Bucks who have been on.
Are they still good? The Spurs, they still good?
They're very good. Victor Wembanyama, one of the insanest players I've ever seen. And then Giannis Antetokounmpo is coming here shortly. So you have him to worry about. But as a team itself, the Rockets are doing very solid so far. And they're building up that offensive movement that you want to see. Still need to work on defense, you know, and still like growing pains with Reed Shepard. But that's to be expected. Same with Amin Thompson, but they're doing well so far.
Do you think that the black... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that we know a couple of weeks ago they're navigating a challenging period after the team captain and starting point guard, Fred VanVleet, you know, suffered a torn ACL. It may sideline him all season. So do we know if, you know, they're asking for a disabled player exemption so they can replace him?
How likely
any
is that?
Any updates on that? What do you think is going to happen?
Who we pick?
Well, there's not really...
Not Davis Mills.
No, not Davis Mills. There's not really a strong enough... There's not really a strong enough player that you could just go out and get right now.
What's up with this?
I think the
NBA.
The big thing will be once trades are able to be done, which is not until mid-December is when we'll start being able to see some trade movement. Ime Udoka really likes the way this team is built currently.
Yes, he did a great job.
And so he wants to see Reed and Amin Thompson kind of develop as their point guards for the duration of the season because you'd rather keep this core together.
Yes.
But you do have a lot of wings. They're one of the biggest teams in the league.
Wings.
So you have some trade pieces if you do want to try and acquire a point guard because that's going to be the biggest thing. Can they make it work with Amin Thompson and Reed Shepard the rest of the way? What did Siri find? I don't know.
Siri found this on the web.
And did she find a British point guard?
No, that's not.
Who talked?
Your thing talked.
No, it's not talking. It's okay. Not
well, but okay. Boolineal demographer. I have a question. So do we think... That's a recording thing.
No, that's not. That's
okay, hear me out. Do we think that the lack of defense has to do with the age of these... Like as far as the generation,
you mean they're so young.
Not only are they so young, but also like just younger generations tend to be. Defense is more of like you care about the team winning, whereas offense is you care about yourself and getting points. So I'm just thinking, like generally speaking, what do we think about that?
That they haven't cooked. What you're saying is that they haven't cooked. They haven't congealed, whatever you want.
Well,
to
but
call
like
it.
As a human, like the, go ahead. I you have something to say.
I think it's for them. It's less about
the age,
or less about that, and just learning the system for them because a lot of them are new to the system to a certain extent.
I have a question about Sid's system.
Yes, go ahead.
People are talking about the system.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I am no Phil Jackson, however. As far as I understand it, you bounce the ball, you pass it to your people, you don't throw it out, you don't foul, and you shoot it, and then you rebound, and that's kind of like what you do.
Well, it depends on, are you playing man? Are you playing 2-3 zone?
Yeah, playing man means you just, Hall of Famer here. You stick to your person.
You stick
zone,
to your person.
You stay in the zone. Like, what is so difficult about these systems
there's
to, like,
different
capture?
Systems, because then there's offensive systems designed to break down those 2-3 zone or a 3-2 zone or a 1-3-1 zone. You know, there's different.
I think
different...
we need a blackboard.
This is why I'm in Hall of Fame right here.
Yeah, there you go.
So I'm breaking, because I'm just like, people, like, what are you talking about? Like,
because there's unique.
It's the same systems that have been since basketball has been basketball, though,
yes,
for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part.
You shuffled the jacks a little bit, but.
Things have changed, though, with officiating and different aspects that make it. Like, you can't hand check nearly like you used to back in, sure, like, the 90s and things like that. You, yep, can't do certain,
these kids,
you know,
aren't even born, so they don't,
right,
even know about,
exactly,
that.
Right,
okay,
exactly. So,
but I'm just curious. Anyway, okay, so Rockets, we're rooting for you. Stay tuned. Lovely. Let's talk about rugby in 2031.
I know, and this is so interesting. Houston is bidding to host the historic 2031 Men's Rugby World Cup, aiming to bring the tournament to the Americas. It's never been in... I guess the U.S.
Yeah, I don't think
North
so.
North or South, whatever. But anyway, they're trying to make history by hosting this World Cup for the first time this global event would come to North or South America. We've submitted a bid, and we're one of 27 U.S. cities competing to be chosen. The tournament is expected to draw between 150 and 410,000 visitors, pumping an estimated 1.3 to 3.8 billion into the local economy, which is a good amount. While Houston was gearing up to welcome the world for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, the rugby event could further solidify the city's place on the international sports stage. We just lost our rugby team. I'm just, you know, I know this is, what, 6 years away, 2031? But the Sabercats just got closed down, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so in 2025, we couldn't even support a 3,000-person stadium for rugby.
You know what? Which is a sad thing, because it was such a fun fan
experience. You
loved
it, and I thought they were selling it out all the time. I didn't realize
it was. I mean, it looked packed when I was there.
I think 3,000 people just wasn't ever enough to support.
Well, and it's a bit far. I mean, and a lot of people just didn't know, but that's just, the stadium is beautiful. I mean, it's just, that's kind of, where did all those guys go? They were also pretty beautiful. Anyway, so what do we think?
I don't know. I mean, 2027 is going to be held in Australia.
I'm looking it up now because I'm like, maybe we go
there. World Cup goes from September to October with 20 teams competing.
Where is it happening in Australia?
And there is a solid rugby culture here. I want to shout out the Houston Sharks that are the women's team here locally.
So we got a women's team. Mm-hmm. Wait, so we had the Sabercats, mm-hmm, men's team. Mm-hmm. Men's team wasn't sustainable.
The facilities remain in use, but they're not going to use them in 2026. Mm-hmm. So who's out there? The women's team?
I don't know if the Houston Sharks use it, but I've seen...
The soccer team practices out there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so the Sharks are how old? How long have they been in Houston? Not that long. Not as long as the Sabercats, right?
I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to ask my friend that is on the team.
Gemini?
The Sabercats are like, what, 2 years old? They weren't old.
Mm-hmm. They weren't super old either, no.
Huh.
I don't know. I just find it really kind of, I mean, I'm sorry the Sabercats are gone. I thought that was just a family-friendly exciting.
It's a cool experience to go.
Yeah. So anyway, Ryan Walsh, the Sports Authority CEO, says Houston is well prepared to welcome the world and help grow rugby in the U.S.
Well, okay, so here's another rugby fact. So there's a Houston Athletic Rugby Club, which is approximately 26 years old. So I wonder, I mean, it's kind of like intramural sports.
I think it is.
Maybe there, I mean, that'd be a great stadium to play. I mean, it's just fun. It's fun. Yeah. They had good food.
I'm sure
too.
Well, it says they're going to use it next year. So there
we'll see. Okay. So lovely. Do you have anything to say about your dear beloved Houston Texans?
Well, honestly,
Other than sadness.
Hoping that, CJ gets to come back.
I feel like there's somebody else in this depth chart.
Well,
his name.
Well,
I don't know.
Could be. You know,
no. Y'all said it wasn't him.
Do we have somebody behind Davis Mills?
We do, but I wouldn't play.
Who is? How is it possible? How is it possible? We need to take a break, and you need to explain to me how it is possible that these are professional athletes I know that are making $1 million at least a year, and you wouldn't. I mean, that'd be like someone saying, "Oh, we have a producer, but no, you can't put him in." I wouldn't. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah. Yeah.
Magical.
Let me sit you down during this break.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be back. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
And we're back.
That's the business voice.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
That's the business voice.
Fashionista. Bio Babe, Coach Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and very excited to be here with my beautiful black, bold, bossy bestie.
Shavonna Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, and the parliamentarian.
She can't say it out loud because she can't get me quiet.
No, because you get
so
all
she
crazy.
Has to whisper
you
it.
Get all crazy in this story. The first business story is one that I'm already like,
she's already asked me to control myself.
So Musk, as you know, the Tesla.
Who? Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
The guy who didn't make the $5 trillion valuation first.
You see. So Tesla's annual meeting just happened. And I mean, beyond the meeting, this pay package, there was a big thing on the agenda. So let's just talk, because I'm thinking most people, unless you hold stock or whatever, you're probably not.
Well, he was asking his shareholders for a pay package that could make him the world's first trillionaire.
And I think this goes back to what we talked about a few weeks ago with NVIDIA, right?
Right. You knew that had to make him crazy, too.
And so you said
he was asking before NVIDIA. And so this isn't exactly just about a paycheck. It's about his wager on a bold future where Tesla leads not just the car market, which it isn't, but the rise of intelligent robots poised to revolutionize factories, homes, and how we live our daily lives. The question on everybody's mind is Musk the visionary genius Tesla needs, or is he overreaching and risking it all?
You know what?
You
what
know,
do you think?
Well, here's part of what I think.
That you can say. Let me caveat. What do you think that you can say on the air?
Here's what I think that his vision for Tesla was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Okay, we're doing
good. I
think
maybe his SpaceX is equal. I'm not sure. I don't really know about SpaceX so much.
Magical's even
I think what he did in front of the United States of America with Doge was as appalling and deplorable as anything I've ever seen. The thoughtless waste of government resources and human resources and the setback to the United States of America's economy, which is the first thing everybody thinks about, grocery prices, et cetera.
gas
was deplorable. Mm-hmm. So the idea that he should be rewarded, even though he's not asking to be rewarded for that with $1 trillion, whatever, he thinks he's going to make 20 million Teslas and 1 million robots. Who wants 20 million Teslas?
So
they're breaking all over the place. Okay, they're recalling all over the place.
So here we are. You're on the rails, but you're like skidding. You're
not
like
on the rails.
You are. Freudian slip. I'm not on the rails, is what you just said.
In the office.
You said, I'm not on the rails. Did you mean to say that? Or you're not off the rails? Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to take over here because, see, I know.
Magical and I are laughing, so you might as well.
Well, you start
I'm not
going
to be able to talk.
It's like, okay. No, but basically, I agree with what you've just laid out. And
even the Vatican's criticizing him.
So someone said to me recently, a person who is not in Elon's world per se, but is in like the private equity startup, you know, whatever founder, visionary person said, that in their experience, and this person is an engineer by training, that in their experience, the people who they've seen make the most money are not the people who are the smartest, are the people who came up with the best idea, but it's the people who can tell the best story. And I think Elon is the perfect example of that, because many of the things that Elon promised, even back going back years and years ago, didn't actually happen like Elon said, but he cast this vision, and I think it makes people excited.
Yeah.
And so that said, I wouldn't doubt if, you know, what ends up happening is he gets maybe not the $1 trillion or whatever, but I mean, he gets close to it because he has demonstrated he has the ability to cast visions that people buy into, whether they're reasonable or not. I think that is his secret sauce. He can cast a vision.
I don't disagree with
you,
but I have to put out there that his orchestrating a robot army in the future.
I just saw that and I thought, oh, maybe she
me.
Didn't see that
no,
part,
terrifying.
But she saw it. Okay. Anyway, so Netflix sets new rules with this AI culture memo as studios navigate the tech boom. So last week we had Steve Winter on to talk to us about AEO, but more broadly, just AI and how it's changing the face of business and what businesses need to be thinking about. And this is a great example. Steve went on to talk about how generative AI and the results and the things that it returned aren't always just something you can just take and take to the bank. You need to have some discernment.
Yes.
So, yeah, I feel like Netflix is they're grappling with that because now
they're trying to balance ethics, trust, and respect in this crazy, fast changing digital world. I mean, we have like crazy rumors starting at Houston, you know, about local restaurants and stuff that just aren't even true.
I mean, I didn't hear that.
The outrageous untruths that are showing up all over because of this generative AI or AI, all the things.
So one of the things that some of the things that Netflix in their memo, they talked about sensitive uses like main characters, story critical visuals, synthetic voice requires approval. Because as you would imagine, this big, huge production like a Netflix and you know, light of the speed at which things need to be produced, people are just blowing and going, as they say, and not always representing things accurately. And so their rule is that the AI generated content must not mislead audiences or create fake events or news clips, which, I mean, to your very point.
There's so much of it.
I wonder if that clip that came out a few weeks ago, because I had people all over the country asking me about this, about the lines at Bush. And I mean, it was sort of like when we have a water event and it's the same like picture they show.
Right.
I don't know, but it's just kind of interesting. Anyway, where are you?
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know anyone who's waited 3 hours in line either.
And I was like, how is that even
everybody
possible?
Seems to be going out there and getting on their planes and going. So,
but to your point about things creating.
Well, Netflix says audience trust is critical.
Yes.
They should know what they see and hear on screen is authentic.
Hmm. Yeah.
An industry expert has said Netflix's clear principles will help manage AI's risks while unlocking its creative potential. They're trying to protect the actors and the writers and the producers and the human element of this. Not that they're not going to use AI-generated content.
Sure.
It makes life easier, quicker, faster for everybody, but it's you still need the human touch.
Well, and as I say, and I've said recently, you know, convenience does carry a cost. And I think people forget about that. And until it goes sideways. One other thing we talked about in business before we go to a break is that you hear about the overhaul of 910 Louisiana.
Well, yeah.
That aims to revive Houston's historic tower and bring some more vibrancy to downtown. What do you think? What do you think about this? Generally speaking. So this is basically used to be the One Shell Plaza. And when it was first built, you know, it was like, you know, the amazing marvel. Right. Of course. Like in 1971. So they're giving it a makeover to the tune of $50 million. And some of the tenants like Shell still there, NRG, they're moving out. So the renovation isn't just cosmetic, but the serious bet that Houston in general, as a city, has on its downtown, on our downtown. I was at an event for UT Health a few weeks ago, and the mayor was there, and he continues to talk about, you know, the big plans and revitalization, if that's the word you want to use, especially in downtown. And so I feel like this is one sort of nod in that direction. Lovely, what are you thinking?
So I'm thinking, I've been in a lot of conversations about our city recently, intense conversations about our city.
You know.
Well, and I didn't start them all. And basically, I think there is an intention to basically close Main Street for blocks and blocks and blocks.
And
making it a walking street would really bring people downtown, except that 10 months a year, this 9 months a year, the city's fairly so hot, it's unwalkable. I mean, that's the facts. Maybe they're going to air condition it.
9 months, you're being dramatic. It's fine.
8 months.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. But that being said, there are all these crazy ideas, and I think a lot of them are crazy. I'm not saying
did Elon draw these up?
No, but renovating 910 Louisiana isn't any different than renovating all the other stuff they've been renovating, and they're building down there, and the occupancy is still 30-something%.
Maybe one thing. Okay, so would you change your opinion about the blocks and blocks of Main Street being closed to make it walkable if they put a bubble over it? So then it's indoor.
Oh, I think that would be smart.
Yeah, like some kind of way enclosed.
I don't think anybody really sat down and made a plan. I think everybody takes a slingshot at this. And they do.
It's like zoning.
It's like zoning. I mean, they just you know, it's like marketing Houston. No one has ever figured out how to market Houston. And it's pretty easy.
Well,
we're the Emerald City. Anyone who comes here from out of town is amazed at the green space.
It is. No, that's true.
How green it is, the green space we have, what a livable place it is. And nobody can seem to get that out.
You know what? Because that doesn't sound sexy. And also, I think because people don't sit down and talk to each other and come up with a plan because everyone thinks they need to go quickly. And as the proverb says, you can measure twice and cut once or do stupid stuff. Or as my friend Charles said, there's a dumb way to do it. And people often take that. There is a dumb way to do it. And
on
most
that,
people take that.
We'll be back.
I love listening to Shavana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here. Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
That's your community voice.
Oh, you get like chipper. We're in community. I love community. Everybody knows I love community. I am the fashionista, bio babe, football coach. Greatest football coach, Coach Nelson, who's never walked a sideline. Co-host of Culture Club HTX, and here with my beautiful, black, bold, bossy bestie. I keep beautiful in there. Does that make you happy?
You keep bossy in there, too. So those kind of
bossy and bold are
whatever.
Staying there.
Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, and the parliamentarian. And we're in community. So
it's hard to be the parliamentarian when no one can hear you.
Because I whisper because you get crazy. Anyway, so we're
this
in
is
the
interesting community story.
Okay, so go.
Texana Center and the Houston Humane Society team up to provide emergency pet care for mental health crisis clients.
I think that's great.
We're having a mental health crisis. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not having one, you're among the few. I mean, with what's going on in our country lately. So we're having one. And so this is kind of exciting that Texana Center and the Houston Humane, they've joined forces to offer free emergency boarding for pets of individuals seeking help at Texana's crisis center.
And they'll board for up to 90 days. And you know what? This is really important. And as a pet owner, this is why. Because I could absolutely see someone feeling like they can't go get the help they need because who's going to watch their pet?
That's
like,
right. That's
that
right.
is a real thing. And so I do think a lot of people pass on support that they need because of that. So I think this is great. So essentially, if you have a pet and you are, you know, in seeking some mental health services for yourself and you were worried about that, you don't have to anymore.
No,
can board your pet for up to 90 days. They will feed the pet, walk the pet, take care of the pet.
They even spay and neuter and vaccinate
with your consent. Which is great because that, you know, that happens too. So if you remember, I know you remember every time we have any sort of natural disaster here, you have all these pets that end up sort of, you know, by the wayside because families are having to choose. So anyway, I just think this is great.
It was originally aimed at domestic violence victims.
Yep.
You know, and so they're just expanding it to face all mental health crises or emergencies. And I'm just impressed. Texana Crisis Center offers short-term intensive mental health care and residential support programs.
And the number, in case you or anyone you know needs it, it's 800-633-5686. That's 800-633-5686. And that's to Texana Crisis Center for any sort of intensive, short-term or long-term mental health support.
Thank you. I think this is a great service we're doing for our community. And the second story, guess who doesn't like it?
Well,
you don't like it.
I like Tom Brady. You don't like Tom Brady.
No, I don't like Tom Brady.
I know. It's fine. I do. And so the legendary quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, he shared a dog, Junie. The current dog is Junie, and it's a clone of his late dog, which this
pit bull mix, Lua.
Lua. I just think this is all kind of strange.
So the old dog died in 2023, and the cloning was done by Dallas-based biotech firm Colossal Biosciences, a company Brady, of course, is invested in.
I mean,
utilizing a non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw taken from Lua before her death, Colossal was able to provide Brady's family with a second chance at pet companionship. Hey, there's a million pets out there that need Brady.
Well, and you know what? Let me tell you.
That's why you hate. You don't like, not hate, but you don't like.
Well, because this is the thing. You said it. I mean, you know, you're involved with SPCA, as am I. And I think about the number of pets who are even little, like, you know, kittens and puppies, et cetera, that are in the shelter that don't have homes. So if you really love pets, you know, you can go get your pet, right? That's spayed, that's neutered, that has all the health.
Who's talking to Siri? We didn't say the word.
So Siri's helping us find how we can go get our pet clone. We don't need it, Siri. We're not doing that. But anyway, I just think it's kind of, I mean, it would almost, I don't know. I just feel like that starts to cross into a line of, you know, not, at what point do we just let natural things just be?
Like, So this company, Viagen Pets, and wait a minute. He did Colossal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
Viagen is another
pets
one.
And Equine was acquired by Colossal. And they're famous for cloning celebrity pets like Barbara Streisand's and Paris Hilton's dogs.
I just think it's ridiculous.
It gets better okay with me if Barbara's doing it.
I just kind of, you know, some things you just think are ridiculous.
Why?
Well, it's just some things are just ridiculous. Just because you can do doesn't mean you should do every single thing. Anyway, I told Lovely, and this I will do this and report back, that my puppy does not want to be cloned.
What?
My puppy doesn't want to be cloned. I'm certain of it.
He's told you.
I know. I'm going to ask him, and I'll report back. Okay, so final community story. So Houston suburbs shine in the U.S. News Best Places to Retire for 2026. Five of them. So the Woodlands, Spring, they were 4 and 5. Pearland, Conroe, and League City, all of those are in the top 25. because they offer a mix of quality of life, affordability, health care, and a community.
Taxes.
Well, they don't say that, but yeah.
Senior population and job market. So I just want to just say, as a boolennial, remember that the boo part of the millennials is the biggest population in the world, and especially in the United States right now.
This matters
so
a lot,
this
too.
Matters a lot. No surprise, these are senior living communities.
Well, and check
They're
this
senior
out.
Senior-focused. Senior is a better word, I guess. I don't know. They're not, whatever. I don't hate the, whatever.
So
advanced life.
Coming off of the search homelessness picnic for a purpose, one of the stats that I didn't know, but I learned, is that the age of at which homelessness most likely occurs is mid-age and to now trend into seniors. Right. So from like 40 to 65. So the fact that people can come move to a place that's more affordable, that has community, where they can find work is great because that also, I mean, the implications go further than just, you know, taxes, right? Like, I think this is good. So come to Texas.
Yeah, we want you.
And they evaluated
and
more.
And go out there to those places.
850 U.S. cities. That's huge that were evaluated. And this is, I mean, we came, like I said, we
Houston
have five.
Houston is becoming a retirement destination of choice. We can't get to be the tourist destination
but
we can be the retirement
And so
destination.
You can then recruit some of these new Houstonians to your demo, and then we can call Kinder. I can send my email for the millennials. All right. Well, with that, we can talk more about how you're going to recruit more than you and one other person for your cohort. Because remember, you're going to do a set focus group, millennials.
How am I going to do it?
We're going to get with the Kinder
Institute. Stand by. Just stand by.
We'll be back.
That's my favorite word, remember? That's how we started.
Yeah,
stand by. We're taking our show on the road.
Yeah. That can make your hands clap.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Darlene Lombardi. Fashionista, fitness, wellness, bio babe, Coach
anti-parliamentarian.
Nelson.
What is it?
I am not the parliamentarian.
I know
I am the parliamentarian's muse. And I'm the co-host of Culture Club.
Or pain in the butt.
Yeah, we're both.
Okay.
Co-host of Culture Club HTX. And so excited to be here with my beautiful
Parliamentarian,
black gold, bossy bestie, all the things.
Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the executive producer, co-host,
eighth wonder
of the world.
And we're going to talk some interesting fashion stories. So this is interesting to me. Savoie is a skincare brand designed just for the breasts. Born from a personal journey, after a breast cancer diagnosis in 2022, beauty industry veteran Carly Guerra spotted a gap in the skincare world. Products that truly care for the breasts like the rest of the body. Out of this personal experience, she created Savoie, a brand that combines science, empathy, and ritual in a line dedicated solely to breast skincare. More than just a beauty brand, Savoie stands as a symbol of healing, education, and the power of storytelling, our favorite subject.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's my...
Yeah,
okay,
why?
I have question marks. Question mark. Here's the question mark. So we both have the same esthetician, and she's great, and great products, great... You can just extend the products that you use to your face down. Like, if that... Like, you don't need a separate product. You're still the same skin. And as a matter of fact, it's very helpful because sometimes Marla will extend down and like, you know, I mean, it's just.
I have to say that
the ritual part, maybe. Okay.
This woman has 18 plus years at brands like La Mer, Lancome, Estee Lauder, Dior, and MAC. So this brand specialized skincare products focused on breast, skin health, and nourishment. I never get out of the shower or the bath without using lotion.
Well, right, but I've
been lotioning all of my life.
So here's the question. So I guess my question is, well, couldn't you just use...
I think you can use
Well, could you ones. Use the breast lotion on other... I mean, I would do that.
Like, if well, you good, could, but at $111 per product.
Oh, whoa.
With availability only through their website
and
Instagram.
So you clone your dog and then you go buy that. I mean, I get the ritual part. Like, I get that.
Well, I think the fact of the matter is that she had breast cancer.
And I get that.
Okay,
and
so I think I had breast cancer.
Yes.
I had a lumpectomy. I don't have terrible scar. I mean, it's not perfect on that side,
but it's not
something that I feel a product would make better.
Well, but I think maybe this is more of the ritual. Like she said, the ritual, yeah. Less about the product and the skin and the performance, like product performance, and more about the story. So, okay, fair enough. All right, so Nordstrom's has a new appointment-only luxury styling studio. What do we think about this?
I think, why not?
Yeah.
You know, especially where it is. It's on Melrose Place in Los Angeles.
But I wonder if this is, they're testing it out there. I mean, I feel like it would be great here.
We are absolutely personal shopper.
Yeah.
High touch.
Yes.
Shoppers.
I think it would be great. And so they actually have hinted.
Yeah. Yeah.
That it may start coming our way. So I think it's great.
So it's Catherine Bloom, I guess, she's a well-known stylist for nearly two decades in luxury fashion. So she's taken the reins as Nordstrom's first director of luxury styling. So she's transforming it. I mean, everybody wants to be styled.
Here's the question. Okay, so we've been talking about AI and use cases.
Uh-huh.
We talked several weeks ago, you mentioned that Laura was using AI to help cook and recipe. I don't understand why people just won't plug it into the AI. Like, if you have a shirt and you don't know, like, take a picture of it. It's like people don't use the tools for the things that are the most, like, in my mind, logical things to use them for.
Wouldn't that make sense? Getting a wardrobe for a week in a box.
Yeah, but
you trust somebody to put some stuff in a box that you're going to wear all week.
But if you really think about it, I would think, at least we should do this experiment. Put something on your bed or your counter, take a picture of it, and then upload it into AI and say, how would you style this? It is going to return some results. I mean, right?
I guess.
Yeah, it would, of course.
I don't even think
people decorate their house. Remember, we talked to someone who said they were using it for home decor.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
how about therapy? They're using it for everything.
Yeah, but I mean, especially for aesthetic things.
Yeah,
because we have so many, over the last, 10 years, so many images, right, from people, you know, selfies and whatever.
Like Pinterest.
It's going to comb Pinterest. Yeah. We're going to do an experiment.
Okay.
Let's both do this and see what it returns. Like, just take a picture of something basic, like a black skirt or a dress or whatever, or a jacket, and see. Let's upload it and say, how would you style this and see what the results return?
Okay.
I think that'd be an interesting thing. Anyway, but if you want to pay Catherine and you want to.
Catherine, she could be free. I don't think she's going to. She's part of the service.
She's part of the. So you just go buy your
clothes.
You
just have to buy expensive clothes.
So,
I mean, it's not like she's not going to take you to the basement.
So speaking of things that are take you to that sounds weird. Anyway, speaking of other things that are kind of weird and expensive.
Eileen's basement.
I remember that.
Cheap stuff.
3D printed sneakers are making a comeback.
I didn't even know they were ever here.
So, Magical, do you know anything about this 3D sneakers? Can you wear them?
Of course.
I would guess so.
Yeah. They're 3D printing houses.
I know. I remember we talked about that. Yeah, but, I mean, that's like a hard structure. Shoes need to be soft. Right.
So I guess people do different clothes, claws and costumes type stuff with it. Maybe clogs. I don't know.
Because I'm thinking it's going to be hard. It's not going to be soft.
It's like the Air Max 1000. That's not a hard shoe. The shoe features
what does it
3D
look like?
Printed chassis
know.
With dual AirPods for cushioning and enhanced traction via Project
Air
Nectar,
Max.
A new Nike printing process priced around $250.
3D.
The Air Max 95,000 launches November 28th on Nike's sneakers app, SNKRS, and Zellerfeld's website.
Okay, so let's see. I just don't know.
That's 9,500.
I thought it was
95,000.
Oh, here we go. But I wonder what it. Oh, okay. See, that looks like a clog.
It
looks like a clog. It looks hard, though. Look at this. It looks hard.
It's got AirPods.
This is not soft.
It's rubber.
Yeah. The whole thing is rubber.
Well, so is the sole.
No, this is rubber, too. Look at it. They're not 3D print leather.
They're so soft.
Okay, anyway.
Are they? Have you had some?
I have no idea. I just wanted to
look,
chime
Clark,
in.
Look, Clark, right.
We have a mouth joining us.
Oh, yeah.
The, magical, mystical mouth. Okay, these are Clark. I don't know. I just don't know if that's a good idea. I just feel like people are cooking up stuff left and right. Anyway. Lovey, what are you doing?
Reading the rest of this. Nike has always defined the future of footwear, and Zellerfeld is
Siri,
helping
what
unlock
do you have
some
to say
new
about
possibilities.
Siri, where are you?
Huh? You want Siri to come back? I ask her. Siri, what do you think about Nike's... Hey, Siri, what do you think about Nike's printed sneakers?
No. Okay, I found this on the web for what do you think about Nike's printed sneakers. Check it out.
Oh, you never just tell me. I got to go read to.
And then someone's calling her. Okay,
yeah,
so we've.
It's not ringing notice.
No, but I know, but it's just. Okay. Anyway, Siri. So you need to get Siri on the stick so she can just tell you the stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Siri, I need to get you to answer me.
Well, but maybe she's afraid because she didn't want to say something out loud if you're in mixed company. You know what I mean? Depending on what you're searching for.
Could be.
That actually makes sense.
You know what? That really does.
That make sense. Like in case, just in case. Like, you know. Anyway, all right, so these 3D sneakers, so magical, they're $250. Do we think it's worth it?
Oh, no. No. $250? No.
It looks like a clog. I don't know.
A lot of people will buy them, I'll bet you.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people will buy. Everything is so much more expensive now. A lot of people will buy them.
Hello.
No, it
we
is.
We had tariffs, and this is coming.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few things going on in the world.
There are a few things going on in the world.
Hopefully
what else do I need to know?
No,
what do I need to know in fashion
crazy.
That's going on in the world? Anything else before we conclude? In the fashion world. Let's talk about this wonderful jumpsuit you have on.
You like it?
Uh-huh. Is that 3D printed?
No.
Of course not. It can't be.
It probably could have been.
No, because
it's leather, though.
But it wouldn't be malleable. If that's what I mean. 3D print is going to print a hard structure. That's the, it's not going to print like anything loosey.
Well, no, I think it'll print soft stuff.
No. No can do.
Well, anyway.
That's it?
My jumpsuit is chocolate, which is the color of the season.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
I am chocolate, so you're welcome,
yeah,
everybody.
You're always trendy this year.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it's chocolate. It's got some details that are a little, I don't know, like safari looking kind of. The D-ring belt.
Did you get it from Banana Republic?
I did not.
Okay. They're known for the safari.
They are. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've been safarying in 30 years.
No, they have been.
Are they back on
the Yep, back they're back. Up? But it's like it's on the BR like special line. But yeah, they're calling the tradition or whatever. Anyway, so what do we want people to do?
We want them to stay bold, right? And that what we want them to do?
Stay elegant.
I thought bold was
first. It is first. You just said it.
Stay bold.
Stay elegant.
Stay focused.
Stay fit.
And stay fabulous.
Please. And chocolate.
And we'll see you soon.
And leg warmers.
Oh, my goodness. She's still in leg warmers
I
a week
am.
Later.
It's fall.
Bye.
Bye. And girls, if they wanna have fun. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.